Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What has your meaningless fight with your man been about?
I would probably say he smokes cigarettes and I don't. So I find his cigarette butts like all over the yard randomly everywhere. I think it's disgusting.
And he doesn't pick them up?
Well, he will if he remembers, but we have a 2-year-old, so if he's ever, like, running around, I just get so nervous. Like, so he usually tries to remember, but...
Yeah, so that drives you. Yeah,
yeah, 2-year-olds will pick that up thinking they found some sort of gold mine fortune, and it's just a cigarette butt.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
And probably shove it in his mouth because that's what he does everything else.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. 644-9850. What has been your meaningless fight with your man? 644-9850. We go to the phones. Hi, Kiss. Who's this? Hello?
Hi, this is Andrea.
Andrea, what has your meaningless fight with your man been about?
It is about who gets to bring the kids to go see Pitch Perfect. Screaming, yelling, carrying on, and the kids actually got to hear it. It was hysterical.
Why? Okay, so do you want to bring the kids? Is that what it is? Or you don't want to bring the kids?
We both wanted to.
Okay.
And everyone can just go together?
Yes, what's your name?
The problem was one kid had a hockey game to go to.
Gotcha.
And the other kid wanted to go see Pitch Perfect, and both of us wanted to go see Pitch Perfect.
Oh, that is so funny. I wish you would have recorded it. That's awesome.
That's funny.
Jill's on the phone. Hi, Jill. What has been your meaningless fight with your man about?
So I think we have it at least once a week, and it's about whether or not the gas tank is full or empty and when you need to fill it.
And so that is a like, do you share a car? Do you each have your own car?
No, I have my own, but anytime my husband gets in my car and if my gas tank is anywhere, like just under half a tank, he's always saying, you got to fill your gas tank up. And I've never run out of gas. And I tell him, if I ever run out of gas, feel free to tell me that I need to start putting more gas in my tank. But I've never run out of gas.
And knock on wood with that.
So you don't mind running that risk of being under half a tank and your car will run fine and you probably won't run out. So you live on that edge. He's a very prepared person that needs to be secure with a full tank. Is that what we're saying?
Absolutely, and we've been together for almost 10 years, and I'm probably never going to change, and he's never going to change, so this will just be something that we constantly bicker about.
Well, you could get a mechanic to make it look like your gas tank is always full and just kind of avoid the fight.
Not a wise move, Jan.
No, I think it's a great...
That'll leave you stuck somewhere.
For sanity purposes, Nick, I think this girl sounds very reasonable and responsible.
Don't change.
I feel like you just need to make it look like it's always full.
Don't change.
Maybe there's an app for that. You know
That'd
what I mean?
Be great. Like,
you know?
Yeah, I'd be up for that.
It could help the marriage. I'm glad you called. Stephanie, you're on Kiss 98.5.
Hi, this was with my ex-husband, and when you hear the story, you'll know why.
Okay.
I made pancakes one day, and I gave him pancakes, and he said I served it to him upside down. He wanted the bubble side up.
Mm. How?
I actually called the original pancake house. We had such an argument. I actually called the original pancake house, and I said, I realize this is a stupid question, but I need to ask you this. And I asked them, and they just laughed.
Is there a right side up on a pancake?
Yeah, one side is smooth, no bubbles.
Uh-huh.
And then when you flip it, there's a bubble side, and it holds the syrup. But I think you won the
O-M-G,
argument.
OMG, you just knew that. That's funny.
Yep.
So, Stephanie, after those pancakes were served, how much longer did the marriage last?
A lot of years. I divorced at 30 years of marriage.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Wow.
How you doing now?
I'm doing great.
Good. Good, good. Good for you. Thanks for calling.
Probably more to it than the pancakes.
I'm sure there is. Mindy, you're on Kiss 98.5.
Hello. So every night we spend about an hour playing darts, practicing steel tip, and he's playing the music off his phone.
Mm-hmm.
He never listens to a song till the end.
Are you kidding me?
That would drive me nuts.
Oh, that drives
Ever.
Me crazy.
every night we fight about it nonstop for an hour. I go to throw a dart. He changes a song. I miss.
Oh, he could be a Chippewa DJ.
Oh, that's so funny. He could be. Why does he do that? Does he explain?
Well, I said once you find the song, you got to just relax and enjoy it. But he's always looking for the next song. And then when he finds it, he just jumps to it.
He better not do that with our radio station. You tell him I said he's got to listen to each and every song in its entirety.
I know. This is an argument every single night.
Wow, that's
every
crazy.
Every night.
I can't believe that. Adriana, you're on Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
He told me he won't be home for dinner, and I made dinner anyways, and I was upset that he didn't eat the dinner. He said he's not going to eat anyways.
Wait, come at me again with this one. Go ahead.
So he told me he won't be home for dinner, but I made dinner for him anyways, and then we got into an argument because he said he will be home for dinner, but I made dinner anyways.
Oh, so he didn't, you didn't fall into line with his announcement that he wouldn't be home for dinner.
Yeah.
And you made it. So he was getting a dinner, and he was mad about that?
That you made dinner for when he wasn't going to be there.
Yes, I was mad. He wasn't mad.
Oh, you were mad. So you made the dinner.
So that
like,
was my, yeah.
Yeah, so it was like, look at what you're going to miss. I'm going to make this amazing dinner.
Yes.
So did you serve the dinner? Did you sit down at the table by yourself?
Yes, I ate it by myself, and I fed it to her daughter, and I told him what recipe I tried, and I took some nice pictures.
Oh my gosh.
So far, this sounds like a pretty nice story.
It sounds to me like she was.
And there was more to go around.
You have a friend of mine.
I think. Yeah. Shut up. I might be just like.
Imani. I think you found your twinny.
You're like literally. I have fights with myself all the time, and I don't know what my problem is. So you really.
And sometimes you don't win. That's the disturbing part.
Right? It's so sad. Imani, I'm sorry, but I understand. I have no answers for you. Lisa,
wow.
you're on Kiss 98.5.
Another day of therapy.
Yeah, right. Lisa.
Yes.
Hi, Lisa. Tell us about the meaningless fight you've had with your man.
Oh, God. It's over laundry.
Okay.
Well, there's numerous things. I've been with my husband 25 years, and he'll either leave his wet towel on our bed, which is all wood, or on the hardwood floor, or he'll leave his laundry. Like, when he gets out of the shower, he never picks it up. Leaves it in the bathroom, or he'll do my laundry, which is like a lot of delicate stuff, and it's like, seriously, after 25 years, you don't get it that you just should leave my stuff alone, which makes me crazy. So yeah, laundry.
Yeah, laundry is your fight. I hear you. Let it out, girl. Let it out.
Yeah.
Just get it out of your system before you get home. Adriana, you're on Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Yay!
There you are. Hi.
So I have been with my boyfriend for 3 years, and every day, sure enough, we have a conversation about my energy drink habit, and he hates it. And he talks about how if I continue drinking energy drinks, I'm going to die.
How many energy drinks a day do you have?
I have 2 a day.
Okay, that doesn't sound crazy. I don't.
What
think
brand are we doing?
Terrible.
Are you doing Monster? Are you doing Bang? Or are you Red Bull? Which one's yours?
I love Rockstar, and they just came out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, they have a new one, the tangerine mango guava strawberry flavor.
Yeah, their flavor game is on point.
Are there calories in the Rockstar ones?
There are in some of them, but I drink the zero.
They're bad for your teeth, I'm telling you.
Why?
Too much sugar, too much.
Even if there's 0 calories?
Yeah. Well, let's find out. You have 2 a day. How are your teeth?
Oh, good question.
I take a lot of pride in my dental hygiene game, so. Okay.
Well, then, yeah. You have to if you drink that much.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So that's the fight that you're having.
Why wouldn't you want your...
Ashley sounds cute. I'm team her. Whatever.
I'm team her, too. Sarah, what's the meaningless fight you're having with your man?
Okay, so I do foster and rescue, so, you know, dogs before boys. But my guy and I have been together for years and years. I have a little dog that I had before him, and this little dog decides to poop in his walk-in closet on a daily basis, and he also stares at my boyfriend.
Your dog knows something that you don't know.
Yeah, I agree
with
this.
Just telling you, dogs have a way to sense something. I would
Yeah. How
dog's aware of something.
How does your boyfriend react to all of this?
So they now, on a nightly basis, we have blowout fights because they have staring contests, and he yells at the dog to stop staring at him. He refuses to feed the little dog, even though we have two. Mm-hmm. And this dog is not going anywhere.
Wow. So your boyfriend's having a fight with the little dog that's staring him down.
Yes, because he will not stop staring at him. And then sometimes my boyfriend stares at me, so I know what it feels like to be stared at.
Oh, my God. What do you do?
This actually sounds very entertaining.
I want to.
You didn't need Hulu or Netflix. You just got each other now. Mm. That's great. Yeah, I would keep playing this game. This sounds like a lot of fun.
I want to see a video of it. Send me a video of it. This is Amy. You're on Kiss 98.5.
Morning.
Hi. Tell us the meaningless fight you're in with your man.
Okay, so I'm going to preface this with saying that I'm 7 months pregnant, so my nose, like, I don't know, I feel like I smell kind of like...
Yeah, you get a higher sense of smell. Totally get that.
Yeah. So every time when I come home, so he gets home before me, and he does machining work, and I walk in the door, and he's got his work boots that kind of just fit right when he walks in. And I constantly walk in that house, and I have to argue with him about why they need to be in the house. Why can't he put them out in the garage, or why can't they be put in the basement? Because it stinks up the house. And then, you know, he's got his whole after-work routine where he's got to go take care of his business. So on top of his work boots and his, you know, 4 o'clock business hour in the bathroom,
hold up,
going on.
Can something stay private?
This girl is carrying his child.
That's relaxing.
That's
a little alone time.
Yeah, we need me time.
I'm gonna
that's why they put
you.
Locks on the door.
And exactly. I give him all the time in the world, but I tell him, I say, put your work boots in the garage, and then when you're done in the bathroom, I have bought, you know, 10 different smells of those Febreze things. I said, pick your fancy, whichever one you want. Please just start spraying one or lighting a candle, because I can't take it.
Do you know, my girlfriend has...
That is someone who is 7 months pregnant.
Yeah,
right
well,
there.
You can totally smell. Yeah, your sense of smell gets so much more, you know...
Heightened.
Have you tried poo-poo puree?
No, because he won't even use the regular one.
Yeah, he's not even using the cover-up. He's not going to use that technology.
It's just a spray.
He's not going to use it.
He's not doing
anything. That's the problem. He's not being active.
Why don't you just get plug-ins and just
plug
in?
What positive reinforcement could she give him every time he puts his boots in the garage?
Change the locks.
No, she's carrying his child.
Yeah, no, I understand that. No. That's very important.
Oh, wait, hold on. It's his child, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It
good.
Is.
Just you never know.
Sure.
So she's carrying his child. I say she's got to come up with some kind of positive reinforcement to encourage that behavior. Weez, do you have any ideas?
I'm going to be on your side. You better break him of it, because once the baby comes, the baby's going to need your attention, and he's going to find more time for the bathroom. Mm. So you better break him of this.
I told him when that baby has some sort of... I told that baby when he has a blowout, it's going to be him cleaning it up, because clearly that's his son, and that's coming out of him.
Yeah.
So anytime that baby decides to go number two, he's on that duty.
Yeah. Can I give you some basic relationship advice? Men, like dogs, are on a treat-based thought process.
Yes.
If you just reward him with something simple
when
he sprays his boots with whatever Febreze flavor he chooses for the day,
positive
whatever scent he might choose to diffuse his hour-long session, just reward him with something.
You got to shorten
a simple
session.
Treat. Could be a cookie.
A simple treat.
Yes.
A simple Oreo
or
something. Yeah. Good job, buddy. Give him the cookie.
How about a kiss on the cheek?
Oreo. And so... a reward-based something.
I like it. Good luck with that. Let us know how
good
it
luck.
Goes. Kristen, you're on Kiss 98.5. What's been your meaningless fight with your man?
Lights. So my boyfriend works the night shift, so he gets off at midnight. So I go to bed, and I leave on a light for him so it's not dark in the house.
Mm-hmm.
He then leaves that light on and then complains that I leave lights on. So I explain to him, the light is for him, so turn it out. He never turns it off, because he's like, if you left it on, then you wanted it on.
Oh, my goodness. So you're being nice, leaving the light on for him. You're like the lighthouse keeper waiting for him to come in from the storm. And he doesn't appreciate your thoughtfulness, so that he knows how to find his way home. Once inside, he can't flip that switch, because that would take a lot of effort.
Exactly. And then he's like, well, you wanted it on for you.
You know what I do? I'd take all the light bulbs out of every single light in your house.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, you would.
Wow.
Yeah, you would.
That'll teach him.
Not everybody's that extreme, Jan. Okay. I would just, you know what, just stop leaving the light on for him.
But then when I don't leave the light on, he bumps into stuff and goes, well, why didn't you turn on the light?
Look at Motel 6. Just turn the lights off, go to bed, let him walk into the scary house of darkness and fend for himself.
This? How about give him a flashlight?
A flashlight at the front door?
Yeah. A flashlight at the front
door. Jan, you have all those Harbor Freight coupons.
I do have those Harbor Freight coupons. She could use it. Kara, you're on Kiss 98.5.
Good morning.
All right, so we want to hear about your meaningless fight.
So speaking of scents and candles, I have a ton of awesome scents and candles, but my husband has a very sensitive, I guess, sense of smell, and he doesn't like any of them. So I'll light a candle, and I'll go into the bathroom, and it'll be blown out, or I'll go back in, and I'll light it, and I'll be like, hey, who keeps blowing this candle out? And I know it's him, but it's just a cycle.
Right, exactly. And you have it all. And once the candle's lit, it gets going. You don't like to blow it out because it gets better and better.
It gets better and better, yeah. but I never really get to experience the full joy of my candles.
Yeah, well, I feel your pain.
You know.
I hear you. Thank you for calling.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!